Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Over 900 people had Prince Philip, who just passed away this morning. Surprised he even lasted this long. When they put him in that limo about 2 weeks ago from the hospital, he looked like a dead guy in the back anyway.
Yeah.
For the record,
yeah.
Prince Philip married his third cousin, Princess Elizabeth.
So third cousin. Mm. I know who my
the queen.
I know who my second cousins are. Trying to think who my third cousin would be. This always confuses me. I didn't want to get into that. But he obviously, they weren't too in. Oh, no, the whole royal family's inbred. What am I talking about?
Yeah, they are.
They go back for years inbred. That's right. Yeah.
That's why they're mad at Harry.
Yeah.
He didn't go inbred.
No. He went out of race, too.
He married a biracial
chick.
Yes,
he did.
Okay, third cousins share great-great-grandparents. So you're going back a ways.
All right.
He didn't always say the right thing at public engagements. During the 1981 recession, for example, he said, everybody was saying we must have more leisure. Now they're complaining they're unemployed.
That's from a guy who didn't work a day in his life, right? That's right. Yeah.
Oh, no, he was in the military and got a lot of stuff in the military, pilot and whatnot.
Yeah.
But born into royalty.
Right. Born into royalty, yes. He had to renounce his Greek title to become a naturalized British subject so he could be Mountbatten.
Yeah, right.
Or the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. I told a 13-year-old kid in 2001, you're too fat to be an astronaut.
That would be something Todd would say.
This guy's great.
That part's kind of funny.
He's been out of F's to give for many years.
Right.
I'm changing my opinion on the royal family, but now he's dead.
Some kids are too fat to be an astronaut.
Well, at that age, they can grow out of being fat, and then they can
perhaps he encouraged him to get skinny so he could be an astronaut.
I'm watching that Below Deck show my wife had on, and there was a guy on there, and his son was with them. And they're like, some rich family bought the boat, obviously, because I looked into that. It's like at least $60,000 for 3 days, and then it's like you tip them $15,000-$20,000. So the kid's like eating breakfast, and he doesn't even look that big, but and he's like maybe 12. I mean, he's a little overweight, but nothing major, and the dad goes, "Hey, eat up, because after this trip, you're going to fat camp." And that was in the. I'm thinking, what,
man?
What? That's a horrible dude, man.
Yeah, and if that's the stuff that's making this show,
I know
it's got to be so much.
They
other
left that on
stuff.
The show too. They left it on there to probably because this guy ended up being a jackass. The dad.
Oh, well, they wanted to paint him as a jackass,
right.
And
they
succeeded.
They left that one in there.
Portray him as such,
and that worked.
Yeah.
The kid's sitting there just eating an omelet on a boat.
You're too fat to be an astronaut.
Well, you got to remember, he was 79 back then.
He was probably right.
Yeah. Oh, was the kid he told he's too fat to be an astronaut?
13.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, he gave him time.
Was it like in some astronaut camp?
I've given you the information I have.
He's walking down the aisle. You're too fat to be an astronaut.
But you still got a few years to lose some pounds. So get to work.
Fatty.
Are you ready for the whoring 20s?
How many times did Prince Philip say this when the Queen turned around and walked out of the room? Bitch.
Is that
for decades.
Whoring. Decades.
Thousands of times.
Decades.
Whoring with a W?
Yes.
I'm married, or I would be ready for it, yes.
The whoring 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever decade.
Or slutty summer. Or shot girl summer, inspired by the viral Megan Thee Stallion song, Hot Girl Summer. Serena Kerrigan runs the Instagram dating show, Let's Effing Date.
Yeah.
She told the New York Post that this summer is about having lots of sex. Everyone's getting vaccinated. Everyone's horny. Everyone's sick of virtual dating.
Let's bring it up with Doc Mina next time.
She said everything. She said everyone has something in common now. How excited are you that the pandemic's over? Can literally be your opening line, she said. Nicholas Christakis, a sociologist, physician, and Yale professor, said sexual releases are historically the norm after pandemics. He said typically if you look at centuries of plagues, there's a party at the end.
Yeah, there is.
He told the New York Post, when the epidemics of the bubonic plague ended, there was dancing in the streets. As far as the current global pandemic goes, Christakis says, we're not at the beginning of the end, but rather the end of the beginning. So still, hang out.
That's when the whores come in.
Hang out.
Men laying their trick money down.
Hang on, I'll play the whole thing, sorry.
And that's when the whores come in.
There we go.
Men laying their trick money down, $20 to pay the rent. Maybe instead I'll spend it on the whore.
One of my favorite scenes in any movie, anytime. Once again.
So still, the doctor says, hang out with vaccinated people, be outdoors, keep your social circle small. Several people the Post spoke to said that they just wanted to go out and meet people.
Well, that's not really whoring, though, because whoring is a little more indiscriminate.
I'm not sure what your point is.
Put your wiener where you want.
Yeah, glory hole.
Things are also
stuck to the tape.
Things are also picking up at local sex clubs. Well, Tiana North, who goes by Tiana Glittersaurus Rex, said that she's always been
Glittersaurus.
Yeah.
Okay.
She said she's
not a C in there.
See, I read it properly. Yeah. Right. Are you doubting me?
That's the chick you want to go after at the swingers club. Is the one who nicknames herself after a dinosaur. Right.
Yep. She'd be like, "Rah!"
She said that she's always been this girl who's go with the flow, down for whatever, jump into the orgy pile. Now, she said, it has to be the right orgy pile, the right connection.
Okay. See, that's not quite hoary enough.
No.
Well, she is working. She is at the local sex club.
Right. Well, she's
the right orgy pile?
Yeah.
Like, this is a vaccinated pile over here, or this is unvaccinated pile over here?
Perhaps.
All right.
According to Christakis, during epidemics, you get increases in religiosity. People save money. They get risk-averse, just as we have for hundreds of years during pandemics. And then the trends will be reversed in 024, plunging humanity into an era of vice and indulgence.
I'm fine with that.
People will relentlessly seek out social interactions, Christakis said, naming sexual licentiousness a reverse of religiosity and an economic boom as likely trends. Licentiousness is lacking in willpower or moral discipline or being prone to random sex or unwilling to conform to accepted rules.
That's a good word.
Which one?
Licentiousness.
Yeah.
It is.
It's whatever Craig just said.
Lacking in willpower or moral discipline or being promiscuous, prone to random sex, or unwilling to conform to accepted rules.
Now, all that stuff's going to pass us by because we're all married, man. If I was just, you're right, single people.
Well, there's only one or two people that can do something about that.
Two.
There's one.
Or two.
Well, if I would do something, she would do something about that. She'd kick me out. I was just let loose after the pandemic, honey.
It's the whoring 20s.
Yeah.
Well, now you can let loose in a cheap one-bedroom apartment with other kicked out dads.
I'm doing Shot Girl Summer.
That's a great band name, the Kicked Out Dads. I like that.
You could just rage in your one-bedroom apartment all by yourself.
That would be sad.
Want to come back and see my futon, baby?
That'd be sad.
Where are all the whores?
Oh, damn. I got no game anymore. But the bottom line is you'd have to, you're right, single people, I think, will go nuts. And good for them.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine being that age when I was in my early 20s, a single guy on the make, like we all were back in the day, and being stuck inside for a year.
Just have it pent up for that
long.
Right,
right. And women are going to feel the same way. If they're single, they're going to want to break out, get a little something-something. How about it, Craig? Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. You're right. We got nothing. Even Nick and Puss, I got nothing.
Nah, they're all over that D.
They're married dudes.
Yeah, I have no idea. This will be like this will be like watching all my friends get on a bus going to Disney World. It's like, see ya.
Exactly.
Don't you think if a pandemic had hit when we were whores, we wouldn't have stopped?
I don't know, man. I think you might have found one. I think a lot of those people found one person.
Maybe.
And figured out, well, let's get tested and let's bang, you know.
You would have had to balance your whoring and your hypochondria.
Well, first of all, it's not that.
The horn would have taken precedence.
It wouldn't have been up to us.
I guess
if
not.
Other people, there'd be less people in the whore pool.
True.
because of the pandemic.
I want to live in that apartment complex.
I'm pretty sure if a pandemic had showed up when we were partying a lot, I would have just been the selfish pig that I was.
Once again, the whore pool would be less people in it. Because there would be people that would take it seriously.
Yeah, you might have been forced into it, Todd.
Right,
for lack of options.
Right.
Yeah, but the people that were still in that pool would have been down for whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And your standards might have come down.
I would have sought them out.
I couldn't have gotten any lower than Todd's
No.
Were.
Okay.
The standards would have stayed the same. There would have just been less.
I heard
from.
It as I was saying it and went, no.
No.
Greg, you were there.
I haven't been anywhere in years.
I know.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, it's another one of those promotions where you order something and they'll give you your money back. This is The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, saying it's a part of a motion called Guac on the Rock. Just buy a drink made with his tequila and his company will Venmo $10 with proof of a receipt. Says he wants to help get people safely back into restaurants, bars, and hotels. This is going to be good from May 1st to the 5th, in case that's something you're interested in.
Five whole days, huh?
A lot of hassle.
Well, his birthday's
get 10
right
bucks
in the
back in your Venmo.
Guacamole sounds good. I always forget that it even exists.
The drink could cost you 10 bucks, though.
Well, then you get a free drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody poo-poos a free drink.
No, I just think I think these promotions are. I don't think people go through the crap.
Yeah. I wouldn't think so.
I don't think people go through the crap.
But, too many hoops.
Okay, that's only because it's me. I wouldn't go through the
either would I
through the hoops. I know a lot of people that would.
Even when I needed $10 really bad, I never went through the. I mean, back in the day, like used to be said, the coupon in, I'll send you another check for $10. Who goes through those hoops?
Okay, but that's too far away. That's actually mailing something and going through the whole process, days later it comes through. This is instant.
Venmo is easy. I agree with you. I'd still go.
It's instant.
I know.
I mean, you get it that night. Bam.
I know.
There's your guac.
It's still reimbursement
or whatnot.
Yeah. You still got to lay out the $10 to start.
Yeah,
you know,
it's just an exchange,
just
basically,
drink,
right?
Yeah.
Well, it's still something free.
Yeah, still too much hassle.
I still think the promotion. They make more money, people talking about the promotion, than they lose. Actually, nobody's going to, most people won't do this.
Right. Just like they won't do the Sam Adams thing.
Right.
And there's any number of
things. You did the Sam Adams one the other day.
Yeah, that's the point. Because
that was one beer, right?
Everybody's doing, Well, this is one drink.
Right.
What's like that big home improvement store here that has all those mail-in rebates?
Right.
Like, you assholes, I'm not mailing anything in and getting 40 cents back. Just put the thing on sale.
Exactly.
Oh, but it looks so much better that way.
Yeah.
Evidently, people do, though.
And they love when you say, you assholes, especially to their face.
Yeah. They're like, dude, I'm just bringing this up. Yeah. I don't, you know, stack the rebates.
Right. This would be the same people that whip out a bunch of coupons when
they're
food
shopping.
I'll
tell you what, though. Those people, the good ones, can walk out of stores with, like, paying $10.
Yeah, if you know what you're doing.
Right.
Well, and they have an angry lynch mob behind them the people who are trying to check out as well.
Yeah, but saving, they don't care.
Yeah. Well, you save $40, $60, $70.
Yeah, they're actually saving a lot of money.
Yeah, but a lot of times if you're doing that, haven't you seen those shows where, like, you end up buying a bunch of stuff you don't really need make sure that the coupons kick in the way they want?
I've
seen
those shows,
I don't shop. Like, I just shop for stuff we need. We were at the store last night, and we were out of Wheat Thins.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the Wheat Thins, and my wife's like, well, that's not as good of a sale as I thought it was. I'm like, well, I don't care. We're out of Wheat Thins, and now I have Wheat Thins. This is exactly what I wanted.
Exactly. I don't care. We're out of them. I need them.
Not some store brand. Wheat Thins.
Yeah. I'm like, I would have paid $5 more. So I'm not going to drive around looking for a good deal on Wheat Thins. They had them, and now I have them.
I'm with you, Nick.
Yeah, even when I didn't have the proverbial pot to piss in.
Right.
I never comparison shop for food.
No, but not stuff like that.
I want that?
No.
We're going to get some Pop-Tarts.
Well, apparently... Oh, holy cow, this is huge.
Who else died?
No, not that. A woman out of Missouri took a picture of a squirrel. Oh. She said the squirrel was just ripped.
This is on social media. This is on our Twitter and Facebook.
We posted it up already.
And apparently the squirrel has a large pair of nuts.
Yeah. Ah.
And not like the kind he would put in his cheeks.
Well.
Just sitting there on the ground.
Well, not his cheeks.
Thank you.
George on the email saw it. Guys just finishing up breakfast with my 3-year-old son on my lap. Saw the picture of the squirrel you posted on my phone. My son casually looks up from his cereal, points to the squirrel's massive balls, and counts 1, 2. Clearly, this kid has regional manager potential.
Yeah, he does. He'll have his own territory in no time.
You know what our kids said to that squirrel?
Cool balls, dude.
I got to check this out.
Yeah, he's like king of the forest.
Yeah.
You can almost hear him just going, what? Bring it.
Holy crap.
What?
Yeah.
They are proudly on display.
Check these nuts out.
These nuts.
Yeah.
They're nearly as big as his head.
Yeah, but he's got a small wiener, though. I guess most squirrels do.
I never thought about it. For that.
Yeah, I would have to take Puss's word for that.
I didn't say it.
You were thinking it. Yeah. I was saying, it does have a six-pack, too.
Yeah, he looks like he's been hitting the gym, too.
Hitting the gym? Well, COVID time, hitting the gym. Shoulder blades are pretty big, too.
Yeah, but Tyler notices the wiener first. His eyes go right to the wiener.
What's he packing?
A squirrel wiener.
All right. That squirrel's a stud.
Check it out on Twitter and Facebook. The squirrel's nuts. That's what we're here for Twitter for.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way social media was intended to be used.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. It actually was.
Right, it wasn't supposed to fan the flames of white supremacy. It was supposed to be so everybody could see the big balls on the squirrel.
Damn right.
So another one of these stupid polls, and the question is not the point. It's the answer that I'm going to get to here.
All right.
The question was, how often do you eat breakfast? Think of an average week. How often do you eat breakfast?
What does that mean,
Here's the
though?
Point. Here's the point to what I'm saying. 3%. When asked, thinking of an average week, how often do you eat breakfast? 3%, they don't know.
You don't know?
You don't know?
You got 7. Take a guess.
Most of us have a routine, and if I consider a breakfast bar in the morning, whatever, a power bar, I eat every damn morning, Monday through Friday.
That would be a breakfast for
you. That's 5 days a week I eat breakfast, and when I wake up Saturday and Sunday morning, I usually make some egg beaters or something. So I would say 7 days a week I
every
eat breakfast.
Every day.
Yes.
Yeah. That's most people.
Right.
I like the people
but
that
3%
don't know.
Don't know.
Like, why even answer the phone? Take the survey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10% of us don't eat breakfast, 11% once or twice a week, about half the time, 14% goes up from there.
CBS Sunday Morning had a survey where I would have had to answer, I don't know.
What was it?
It was, how do you eat your chocolate bunnies? From the feet?
Oh.
From the head?
Yeah.
Or do you break them up? Or I don't eat chocolate bunnies was also a choice,
well,
apparently.
Vanilla bunnies are my favorite, but I don't eat them. The kids got some candy.
And I would have to answer. If you presented that to me right now,
yeah, you wouldn't call to say I don't know.
I would have to answer. I don't know. I don't remember the last time I ate a chocolate bunny.
All right. I guess I'd bite the head off or something like that. I don't know.
Now you'd go for the ears first.
Probably.
Most people, I would think, go for the ears first.
Yeah, you're right.
But if you just popped that question on me, I would have to answer, I don't know.
It's like, what do you mean you don't know?
Right, unless they gave me a chocolate bunny.
What would you eat on that squirrel first?
A wiener. Just so you'd notice, he doesn't have a wiener.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.